So we're going to kick the hour off by welcoming in Terry Burchell joining us on behalf of the North Platte Public School Foundation. Terry, how are you today?
I'm doing great, thanks. How about yourself?
I'm doing pretty well. Finally able to get some baseball in last night. You were in attendance with the North Platte Plainsmen, winning one game, losing one. But how was the crowd participation last night?
You know, it was amazing. We went out there not knowing what to expect for a crowd. And of course, Mayor Kelleher threw out one of the pitches there. So it was amazing to see all the stands were packed, I felt like.
Good.
I know Peg Leg was out there and Domino's Pizza was out there.
Dangerous combination.
I know. And they had to bring another keg out. They had to bring more pizzas out.
Good problem to have.
There's lots of great sponsors that have stepped up to help make that happen. So
it's
a great energy for the and great family event, too. Lots of kids out there.
Yeah, definitely encourage folks to attend and participate, support the North Platte Plainsmen. They'll be back in action today, I believe, right?
I believe so, yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Well, glad that you guys had a good time with that.
Yes. Always good to be out there in the community. So I had a special jersey for Brandon that says Mayor Kelleher on the back.
Good.
Yeah,
great mayor of North Platte.
Yeah.
Now, Terry, we had school wrap up recently. Speaking of beer in our breweries, you guys had a fun event. Was it late last week at Powell's?
It was. Friday, we started it last year. We decided to celebrate the teachers at the end of the year. So kind of a cheers to summer. And Pals is a great partner for us. They sponsored part of it, and the foundation part sponsored the other part. But it's a great opportunity for teachers to get together, and all district employees are invited. It's not just the teachers. It's the paras. It's the custodians. It's anyone and everyone that makes the school year happen, and we try to celebrate them. So
wouldn't be possible without everybody. Like you said, from the teachers to the custodians to the paras, everybody.
Right. So, and we had a little fun. This year, we decided to take our staff awards out there.
Oh, okay.
So we gave away 5 awards, and they were nominated by their peers. So we had Bulldog of Excellence, which was taken from all of the Bulldogs of the Month that we do that are great business partnerships. They're sponsored every month by a business, and Prairie Friends and Flowers does every month. They provide a bouquet, even when it's a bouquet of jerky, which is awesome.
Which is sometimes preferred.
I know. So Tammy Michaels, who is a preschool teacher out at Osgood, received that award.
Awesome.
And it was overwhelming, the response that we had for her, but she's been with the district for a little while, so I can see why. And then Lynette Shannon works with early childhood education, and she's the administrative assistant. So she received classified, and she kind of had to have her arm twisted to even go to the event. but thank goodness we got her there, and she was just overwhelmed with that.
Good.
And our pre-K 5 teacher was Amanda Condon over at Cody.
Okay.
And Philip Willey is our 6th to 12th grade teacher, and he does a lot of our videography and business classes, entrepreneurship. And then Kim Flanders was our administrator of the year. So, and she's over at McDonald's. So we were excited to celebrate all of them, and it was very hard to choose. Because there's a lot of great people doing a lot of great things at the district. So we just kind of see that event expanding, hopefully.
That's good. Yeah. Congratulations to all of them. And perhaps just as importantly, congratulations to everybody on making it to the end of the school year. Summer finally arrived.
Oh, no kidding. I see a lot of them are out on vacations.
Well deserved.
Yes.
Well deserved.
Very, very well deserved. So.
And then speaking of unique local business partnerships that the foundation has, we're pleased to welcome Ginger into the studio with us as well for a partnership with Godfather's Pizza and the foundation.
Yes. Ginger gave me a jingle and said, hey, we have this idea because another pizza place is not in town any longer, but we want to encourage kids. So there's actually 2 opportunities for the students and families. Ginger, did you want to talk about that?
Sure. So in any time that you order either a medium or large or jumbo pizza, all the pizza boxes will have like a little fedora on the side. So if you cut those out and keep them over the summer, obviously, since we're not going to school, and then return them to your classroom in the fall, Godfathers will donate 25 cents back to the foundation so that they can use it for all kinds of the projects that they have.
Wow.
So that's going to be carrying on through the years, as we hope at least. first. So I encourage people to go ahead and keep the little fedoras off their pizza boxes and then hand them back in. And then, like Terry did mention, since we no longer have another pizza place in town, Godfather's did go ahead and pick up the Book It program for the rest of the year. However, Godfather's does have its own rewards for students as well, but it kind of extends past reading. We also have some that goes for math and reading. So
awesome.
Kids have the potential to earn multiple awards and achieve goals all throughout the year with those.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Tell us about the inspiration on the fedora side of things, specifically, Ginger.
So the inspiration for that is the owners of Godfather's here in locally are constantly looking for ways to give back, and they have a definite affinity towards kids. I mean, obviously with WBs, you can't have a place like that and not love kids. So we're always looking for ways to give back, and I definitely support the school systems and the foundation with my work with nonprofits. I definitely know that's probably one of the better ways to kind of go, so we can kind of get in there and help more. So that's why we just kind of went ahead and called Terry and was like, hey, we want to help. What do you think?
This is an awfully unique idea, too. Keep kids engaged throughout the summer months and turn them back in at the start of the school year, maybe a couple weeks in or a couple days into the school year, and it's going to be a big reward, too.
Yeah, definitely. And plus, okay, I'm a busy mom, and we're all very,
you get
very,
it.
I get it.
You get it.
There are nights I don't have time to cook, and so I take my easy button I just press it, and I call Godfather's, or,
yes.
You know.
Or stop in by chance.
Or stop in. Exactly.
Plenty of options.
Exactly. And we do have some other opportunities coming up, so it'll be a little bit easier. So you'll have parking spots like curbside delivery for Godfather's,
oh, cool,
rather than the drive-through, because sometimes we know it gets kind of congested.
Good problem to have, though.
It is a good problem, but we're trying to make it easier for
sure.
Our customers. So that'll be kind of an easier way when you do order your pizzas, that you'll just be able to grab those and snip out your fedoras and keep them and return them back into your classroom in the fall. And we are going to give pizza parties out. We haven't totally decided out when we're going to do that, if it's quarterly, if it's how we're going to do that.
Have a little bit of time.
Yeah, we have some time to figure that part out. But we will be kind of rewarding those kids who do go ahead and turn those in. Plus, it's 25 cents per little fedora top.
Sure.
It's just like the box tops, only it's fedora.
Yeah. It's a little more entertaining than the classic old box top.
Yes. Yes.
It is. And I just love this idea. You know, what I have found in my position here is that principals are very competitive. And so
I love it, don't you?
I know. And so I think this is going to be a great way to have a little competition, along with, like, you know, this fall we'll also do Change Wars.
Sure.
So this will just be adding to it another opportunity to be giving back. So each building will benefit from that. We'll keep track of that. So have that little competition after the beginning of the school year.
It's going to be a lot of fun. And let's talk a little bit more about the specifics on what Godfather's offers too, and rewarding the reading, the math, and the science too, Ginger. How can folks participate in that?
So we're going to try to kick that off with Kids Club this summer, just to kind of get people kind of used to the idea.
Sure,
but then,
get the feet wet.
Yeah, get the feet wet, essentially. And since Kids Club is definitely, you know, part of the school district, and they do very good work, and plus they help kids in the summer with tutoring, all those types of things, we thought that would be a good place to start out with. But basically, there are goals that are set. They have to do math or reading for a certain amount of time, and then they get the reward just like they do with the Book It program. We'll be giving those out to the teachers, to the principals, so that the teachers and principals can go ahead and distribute those to the kids that are achieving those goals.
That's awesome. That's
yeah,
awesome.
We want to encourage kids. We know school is important, and I know for some kids that individual pizza was a huge thing for them, and it was definitely kind of disheartening when, you know, Pizza Hut went out and they couldn't get those. So that's one of the reasons why we went ahead and picked up, and now we're like, hey, we have our own that we could do. Let's do this.
Yeah, absolutely. And it gets into more areas than just the reading, which it's great that they were into the reading, but it gets into much more areas, and that's even better. It takes the step another further.
Definitely, it is. And that's one thing Terry and I were talking about when we were kind of mulling all this around, is that it is, there's more, reading is super obviously important, but so is math.
Yeah.
Is very important. And, you know, I wish they had more for like science and all those other ones as well.
A little tricky.
It is tricky, but math is something that we can definitely do. And we're definitely happy that we can encourage kids to kind of reach those goals.
Absolutely. It's a great partnership, Terry, and it just makes sense.
It does, very much so. It goes right along with our homework club that we already have teachers stepping up to stay after school with our students to help them with their reading and math. So this was just a perfect fit. So I was very appreciative that Ginger called and Godfathers was willing to do something like this for the foundation. So, yeah, very fun.
Yeah.
Ladies, anything else you'd like to add this morning?
Well, we do have a couple events coming up this summer, July 29th and 30th. July 29th will be our Education After Hours at Venue 304.
Oh.
Information is up on the website at mppsf.org. And that will help support all of our programs that we do, from Homework Club to Prepared to Learn, which helps maybe some kiddos need glasses or dental work, things like that. And then also, we bought a lot of winter boots last year.
They don't expire, at least.
Yeah. And then also with our REACH grants, you know, those teachers spend a lot of money of their own money in the classroom.
Yes.
So we try to do the REACH grants with some innovative classroom ideas. So definitely need some funding there. We maybe got a little overzealous this last year, sponsoring a few more classrooms than we maybe should have. And then also our Class Act scholarships, which are the scholarships that go to any district employee who wants to further their education. So that's what that event is all about. And then on Saturday, you can come golf. We have partnered with the Booster Club, and we're doing a golf tournament, our second annual Bulldog Golf Classic. And part of the proceeds from that is going to help our golf team at the high school, boys and girls, be able to have some indoor practice time.
Awesome.
Out at Lake Maloney. So they've got a new facility out there for them, and so we want to purchase them some time out there.
Now, Terry, if folks want to learn anything additional about what we've discussed this morning with the foundation, or by chance set up a legacy to make contributions in the near future, or by chance set something up long term, how can they do so?
Well, they can give me a call at 308-696-3325. Or they can also go out to the website, mppsf.org, and all the contact information is there. We'd love to hear from them.
Well, Ginger, Terry, we sure appreciate the time. Good to see you gals in the studio this morning.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Have a great day.